19.
¿Es usted de esos hombres que ha visto disminuir su potencia sexual? ¿Que tiene erección blanda o termina muy rápido? ¿Ha probado con diferentes tratamientos y no le han servido? Pare ya de sufrir y perder dinero. Lo que usted necesita es potencia.
¿Qué pasa, mis hermanos y hermanas? It's 1930 UTC. And you know what that means. It means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I have gotten out of my car. Where, oh where, could we possibly be today? Oh, I don't know. But I'll give you a hint. I'm walking by the butterfly garden. And that should tell you that I am, in fact, at Herrenhaven. Oh, okay. It's sometime before noon local time, and it's sunny. It's a bit windy, so you're probably going to hear some wind noise today, for which I apologize, because I hate it as much as you do. Geese are flying overhead. He's honking. And It's a lovely day. Did I mention that? Ugh. I think I'm all right. I'm gonna go up on the bocage here. We're gonna see if we can spot that Mati back here somewhere. Where is he? Where's our Mati dude? And there's some birds in the bocage, but I don't see any Matis. Is there a Mati in this hole right here? Do I see bugs? Where's my Mati? Are you here, Mati? I don't think he's here. Okay. Or he might be here, but he's hiding. So, we're going to head into the forest to see if we can't find some dudes. Or some baby gooselers. Because baby geese are fun and cute. Oh. Ow. I'm not sure what's wrong with me today. I went to bed a little bit late. But I got up kind of a little bit early. And so I got to remember not to take a nap today. Because I got to go over to my parents' house and help my dad paint some garage doors. Apparently he's replacing a garage door or both of them. I'm not super clear. And apparently these doors need to be painted, so I'll be doing some painting. Oh, but for whatever reason, I am weird today. I am tense. My muscles are weird. My legs are weird. What happened to me? Did I sleep strangely? I don't know. I'm looking around, looking for dudes. And I can't see Jack. Everything is green. Oh, yes, the ground cover is at least waist high. There's grass, there's little plants, there's nettles, there's this stuff that I don't know what it's called. And then there's these bushes who smell like candy. Oh, yeah, so I'm creaking along here. Oh, darn, I heard a sound over here in the bushes and I looked over and it was just a bird. What kind of bird is that? I like those birds because they're black and they have iridescent blue heads. And there's two birds that are very similar that look like this. Grackles, and I forget the name of the other one. But they basically are exactly the same, just one is bigger than the other one. What's the other bird that it looks like a grackle? Now I can't remember. There's noises up here. birds. More birds. I'm here at that time of day where the sun is hitting the water just right. I can see into the water in the sub pond. There's a lot of frogs freaking out, jumping into the water. They're scared of me. Plop! I'm trying to look down the bank here. Let's see if there's something going on. No, guess not. Where's the dudes? Lots of frogs. It's frog day afternoon. Well, I guess it's not even afternoon yet. It's still morning. So let's head out onto the boardwalk. And let's see what's going down in Goozer Town today. Oh, walking through gnats, getting bugs in my eyes and in my nose. Stupid bugs. Oh, these bushes smell like candy. Mmm, so yummy. Here's another cloud of gnats I need to dodge somehow. Do-do-do-do-do. All right. And onto the boardwalk we go. Little frogs in the water. They say, reek, and they jump. Oh, look at that big old frog. Hi, thuggery. Oh, look over here. Off the, I was going to say starboard. I'm not on a boat. I'm just on a deck. Off the right side of the boardwalk here, about 12 to 15 meters out, there's a small snapper. I can just see his shell sticking up out of the water a little bit. Got geese flying over. So, yep, we got a snapper in the shallows. I think he sees me because he's trying to dive a little bit. Which way is he heading? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is not a small snapper. This is a fairly medium, biggin type of snapper. I can't tell who it is from here. But he's facing the shoreline. I can see his head underwater. What's he looking at? What's he looking at? He's hunting for frogs. Frogs and little fishies. Okay, so that's great. We have seen one snapper. And I do love the snappers. Snappers are so awesome. I hope he swims closer to the boardwalk. Oh, he's sticking his head up. Okay, I'll wave at him. Bye-bye, I'm going this way. I want him to swim closer to the boardwalk so I can pet him. Because he's nice snapper. All right, so continuing on to the boardwalk here. I'm looking out at the weir. There are two geese standing there. But apparently this is not our parental geese because I do not see any goslings. No baby geezers. I see some ducks way over there. There's geese swimming underneath the boardwalk here, underneath my feet. Hi, goozers. Yes, you guys are so nice. Where's all the babies? All right, I'm still looking around for babies. There's another pair of geese to my left. They're just eating yum nom noms, and there's some little fishies swimming toward them. Hey, you fishies, don't swim to where the people are eating. You're going to get eaten. Except I don't think these geese eat fish. And those fish are probably too big to be eaten anyway. Where's my baby geezers? I'm looking around. There's another single goose out there doing nothing on a log. There's no baby geezers out there. And I'm out at the end of the boardwalk trying to glance under the big water. And I see some geese out there, but they do not appear to have... Wait. Some geese are swimming by a log. Now, am I seeing baby geese, or am I just seeing bits of log sticking up? I think that's just bits of log, because it's not moving. All right. Where's my baby geezers? Where's the geezers today? And we do know that there's some baby ducks. Because I did see baby ducks a while ago. And they were so nice. Where can these clowns be? Where are all our baby waterfowl? They're probably hiding somewhere back there. Back inside all of the little hidden lakes and ponds and fingers that are camouflaged back there in the forest and stuff. So I'm walking back down the boardwalk. Is this right or left? This is right. My right leg is bothering me. Ow. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go out and walk around for a while. That'll help it. Yeah, am I helping myself here, or am I just hurting myself some more? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. All right, so where did that snapper go? Where's my snapper? Jeez, I don't see him at all anymore. Oh, yeah, there he is. He's just hiding. Oh, then he sticks his nose up. Hi! Hi, snapper! I'm waving at him. You want to come over here? I'll give you snapper kisses. Not really. I just want to pet him and say hi. I was going to say, so fluffy. No, turtles aren't fluffy. They have no fur. He ducked back down. He's like, I'm so stealthy. Yeah, you are. You get in there, get those frogs. Give them a chomp. Alright, so leaving the boardwalk. I'm trying to see into the little secret pond. And I see a lot of... I can't see much, but I can see duckweed. I can't see anything at all. Ow. Oh. Anyway. So back to the sub pond here. Glancing around back here. Nobody's back here. Where's everybody hiding? We gotta find our baby waterfall. We gotta find those baby geysers and the baby ducks. We've got about a dozen baby geese out here. I confirmed yesterday or the day before that we now have two groups, two families, and they each have about six babies at this time. So we gotta go out and find some of these baby dudes. See if we can get some pictures, because everybody likes pictures of goslings. Because they're, so cute! Checking the billabong, there's nothing in the front of the billabong. We'll have to go see what's in the back of the billabong. Okay. And now I'm walking down the corridor of odoriferous bushes. Smells like candy. Ow. Even my heel hurts. That's kind of weird. Alright, so I'm going to glance down into Frog Bay here. We got some frogs, but we don't have any geysers. I'm going to walk into the wall blind and see if there's anything in the back part of the billabong. The billabong bends. It's sort of dog leg shape, and so... yeah, there's nothing back here. Maybe some frogs hopping around. Okay. Where's all our babies? Where's my baby geysers? I see some mighty... I see some mighty thuggish frogs down here in the Frog Bay. Or Frog Harbor. And that one giant one is on that log again. He's just thugging it up. Man, look at that beast. God, he's the O-frog. He's quite the specimen of frogmanity. He's a big thug of a frog. He's a monster. Alright, so now we go tromping through the forest a little bit. Everything's green. Leaves are starting to show up on trees. Everything lower than about 3 meters is just solid green. All the bushes and smaller trees are all leafed out and green. The sunlight is dappling through the canopy onto the leaves. Everything is this, just this blinding yellowish green glare. All right. Okay, so here we are, overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. I can see a really big snapper shell sticking out of the water 40 meters out. There's a pair of geese swimming by, but only a pair of geese. They do not have any goslers with them. That's good. Oh my goodness, what's this over here? Closer to me, and sort of on the right-hand side of the bank, yeah, I can see another snapper shell. Looks like he's halfway crawled out of a log. Or crawled out onto a log there. Gonna go over the footbridge and walk around here to this little area where I can get down under the water level. Oh yeah. Oh, and even further out over there, am I seeing another one? Am I seeing another snapper halfway out of the water? Yes, I think I am. Oh yes, and look at this. This one that's up here now 20 meters away on the opposite bank is me. That's Acula, one of my favorite snappers. Pretty big. I know that snapper personally. And I can recognize him by the pattern on his back. I'm a meter away from the water's edge. Little frogs are freaking out and jumping around. That snapper way out there brought his head out of the water. Now, is that one snapper out of there, or is that... There's no logs over there. How is he halfway out of the water? Is he on top of another snapper? I think he is. All right, so if we include the snapper we saw out, you know, on the boardwalk, we've got these three, potentially four, because I think that snapper might be on one. Altogether, we have a known four snappers, potentially even five. That's a lot of snappers in one day. It's a snappery day. Snapper! Everybody loves snappers. At least I do. I like snappers. All right, so I'm going to head over to the big blind here. Still haven't found any of our goose babies. But, like I said, they're probably hiding in one of the protective secret ponds that we can't get to, except for in the winter. Go back to some of my February shows when I'm walking around on the ice, and you can hear what I'm talking about. All right, this is weird. Standing in the big blind here, I'm looking out over Goose Island. There are no geese on Goose Island. Absolutely zero. But is that a snapper right there? Yeah, there's a snapper on Goose Island. That's five, potentially six snappers we have already seen today. Over on the new log, the log that has fallen down recently, there's a whole bunch of western painted turtles. There's about 10. And I'm going to sort of stick my head out here, look out over towards the blind. Towards the delta. There's nothing going on out there. Wow. And there's no geese to be seen. There's no ducks to be seen. Just turtles everywhere, including the snapper that is on Goose Island. That's just hilarious to me. There's some kind of... What's going on way out there? Oh, it's just a duck taking a bath. All right, let's see if I can get a shot of this snapper on the side of the bank here. He's just too far away to get a good shot, but... Well, I guess we know why there's no geese on Goose Island. If there's a snapper, at least we know why there's no baby geese on Goose Island. Gotta stay away from the snapper, because yes, snappers will eat baby geese. And I don't know if I'm getting any decent shots or not. Camera doesn't want to focus quite right. Oh, ow, my leg. Oh, here's a goose. one single goose. And he's kind of heading towards Goose Island, where that snapper is. Since that snapper's just lounging around, absorbing the warm, warm sun. You know, I thought today was going to be a good day for dudes, but it looks like it's just turning out to be a good day for snappers. Snapper! Well, now I don't know what to do. Probably should go home and drink some of my freshly squeezed limeade. Yeah, that's what I did earlier. Cut up some limes and squeezed them. What's going on? Let's go back into the blind. Some geese are wigging out. Do 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 do. Yeah, it's just some goosers having some goose drama. And that goose thinks that other goose is in his space, and so now he's got to charge over there and be all tough. And I still don't see any goslings. And I still don't see any baby duckalores. Just that snapper out there on Goose Island. So funny. Snappers! It's sunny snapper day. Is that why everybody else is hiding? Is everybody hiding from the snappers? Because all the snappers are out of the water, advertising their presence, scaring everybody. Everybody says, oh no, there's snappers over there. Yeah, I'm back in looking at the turtle reproduction pond here. And I can see all those snappers we just talked about. Man, it's a snappery day. Oh, and there's one single duck now swimming around out here. And that's nice. He's having a lovely swim. Let's get on the footbridge here. Oh, yeah. Just one duck. Well, we're out of luck. Where's my baby birds today? I came out here specifically to find goslings. Because every spring at this time of year, I've got to take pictures of goslings so I can send them to everybody and say, look, isn't it cute? Aren't these... Oh, here's Mr. Bun. I just came around the corner and there's Mr. Bun standing here right on the path, and he's hopping over into the forest, and he's in the underbrush just 2 meters away. Hi, Mr. Bun. See you later. Okay, so we got to see a bun. Geez, last night I hear some caprinus mushrooms growing at the side of the path. Do I want to take these? No, I didn't bring I left my knife in the car. That's what we should do. We should get some inky caps and try to make some ink. And so, what was I talking about? Oh, buns. Last night, you know, it was trash night, so I collected up all the garbage in my house, put it in a bag, and took that bag out to the curb, and there were buns running around. And this was before midnight, probably around 11:30. And so that's the good news. We've got buns at night, which means any day now, we could go on nocturnal bun patrol. Nocturnal bun patrol! There's some more people here now. They were in the wall blind. I'm 40 meters away now, but I can still smell her perfume. That is not how you spot dudes. If you are looking for dudes, especially any type of predator type dudes, do not wear perfume. Wind! Yeah, okay, so we had a little wind episode there. I'm walking back out to the boardwalk here. But I will reiterate the whole perfume problem. If you are looking for dudes, do not wear perfume. Why? because the vast majority of perfumes contain musks. And one of the most commonly used musks for perfume is civet musk. And if you don't know what a civet is, look it up. But it is a cat. It is a predatory cat. And the civet uses its musk to mark its territory. And other animals smell the smell and they know that there is a predatory cat in the vicinity. And so they run away and hide because they do not wish to be eaten by a cat. So, if you, a human being, are wearing the smell of predatory cats, dudes will smell you and they will run away. And you will not find dudes. All right, I'm back out onto the boardwalk. I'm looking for that snapper. I don't see him. He has moved. He has gone somewhere else. Did he come closer to the boardwalk so I can pet him? I don't see him. I'm looking. But I don't see him anywhere. Where's my snapper? I don't see any goslings out here either. Those ducks that were out here are now hanging out with those geese on the weir. So that's nice. Having some kind of duck and goose party. Oh, and I'm heading back into the forest. I don't see my snapper. Where's my snapper? Jeez, we saw a lot of snappers today. Lots and lots of snappers. That's so good. Snappers are fun. Oh. I hear red-winged blackbirds. Oh, it's a bit breezy out here today. That's okay. At least it's keeping everything kind of cool. The sun's blaring. The sun's glaring and blaring. It's blasting down on me, but the wind is helping me to stay cool today. Hooray! Is my leg getting any better after this exercise? After this 25 minutes of walking around? Yeah, I think my leg is starting to feel a little bit better. Or maybe not, I don't know. Let's just say that it is. The power of positive thinking. My heel still hurts a little bit. That's weird, but whatever. Oh boy. More peoples approaching on the path. Well, I was the only person here. Now there's people here, so that's good, I guess. They will see some snappers today if they're paying attention. I hope they like snappers. Maybe they'll see the baby goslings. I didn't, and I was looking everywhere. They are hiding. Hiding from snappers. Because the snappers are out and on the prowl. Just like me. Except now I'm going to prowl on home and drink some of my freshly squeezed limeade. Oh, you've been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I gotta go. I'm rapidly running out of time and I need to go home and get me some of that yummy limeade. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.